This is Tulip Mania, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Radio.
Thanks, Eli.
Thanks, Maddie.
And this is Maddie. And that
was a station
the Cranberries.
ID. What was the Cranberries with Linger? Why'd you play that?
Well, Eli, I'm glad you asked. Our theme this week is one that Eli has done before.
You could say I'm a little bit experienced with this. But and only a little bit.
Only once. And I stole it from him.
Yeah. And it wasn't my idea, so.
Was it Silas?
It was Silas's idea.
Okay, so shout out to Silas, who came up with this idea.
Yeah.
And that idea is songs that we have called, quote, the best song ever.
Or at least thought it.
Sometimes I've never said it out loud.
Yeah, I don't really say that to people.
I do. I'm a very hyperbolic
person. Ask me my favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't really have one. I don't know.
Shut up. Yeah. And that was the Cranberries.
Yeah.
What, you know what I'll say about that song?
Say it.
I'll say that's the best song ever.
Really? Have you?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think I throw around the sentence like, that's like the best song ever a lot.
I feel like I've heard you say it.
Yeah. And that song gets that from me.
Yeah.
Would you agree? We were singing
in
the studio.
This song, I don't remember when I first heard it, but I associate it with this past summer because I would listen to it with Veronica when we'd be like making bread or something.
Yeah.
I think we have a playlist. Well, yeah, it's called like English Muffin, but it's spelled like English Muffin with one F.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this song is on there.
Yeah.
Because we're making sourdough English
That
muffins.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't remember when I first heard it either, but
yeah.
Still hits. Also, great Irish band. Cranberries.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I went to Ireland
what?
A couple summers ago, and the song Dreams.
Get...
What? What, that?
Yeah. The song Dreams?
Yeah, the song Dreams by the Cranberries was, like, playing everywhere in Ireland.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Will you check it out when you're in Ireland?
I'll check it out.
Make sure
I'll listen
still,
for the Cranberries.
Turn an ear to the street.
Sure will.
Just one.
Do you have to?
Turn an ear to the street?
No, let it linger.
Do you have to?
Anyway, we should hear another song.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the best song ever. Next song?
Next. I could have chosen, like, any number of Jimi Hendrix songs.
True.
Yeah, this is, like, I grew up listening to Jimi Hendrix, and then also, as I still grow up, listen to Jimi Hendrix.
Continue to grow up.
Yeah, I don't know. Growth mindset, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I mean, it's bad associations with growth mindset, but, like...
I don't believe in it.
Me neither. Well, okay. I do.
Do you?
Well, I don't know what it is.
Me either.
But I like to grow from
things.
I don't believe in it. I like to think I've grown.
Okay.
But when I first heard the song, I was like, wow. And then this was also the first song I ever learned on guitar.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's great. Backstory.
Yeah. Mostly by ear, so it doesn't really count. But like, yeah.
That's awesome.
And also only the intro, because the rest of it is just like...
Jimi Hendrix, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Cool. Should we hear it?
Let's hear it. This is Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix.
Here we go.
Anything you want from me, anything, anything.
Now, what did you say while we were listening to that, Eli?
I liked it. That was the best song ever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, that was Angel from Montgomery, performed by Bonnie Raitt, originally written by John Prine, according
John
to...
John Prime.
In his prime.
In his prime.
Yeah. According to my dad, frequent
yeah.
friend of the show, Doug.
Frequent friend.
Frequent friend of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know, just a really good song.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Initially, I was like, best song ever. But then I was like, best song ever. Yeah.
I feel like for a long time, I said that I hated country music. And that's just not the case at all.
Yeah. I mean, you said that time after time.
Not to get ahead of ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not true. I feel like I like most country music except the stuff that's bad.
Yeah. Speaking of country music, shout out to the SQ show.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Simon.
Shout out to Simon Perry.
Shout out to Simon Perry. Heard it was good.
Yeah, it was fun. For half, sorry. Went full cowboy.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You have anything glad else he got to, do it. To say on that?
No.
He performed, from what I hear, Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Great country song.
It was a great rendition too, like good arrangement.
I'm sure
he did the arrangement for SQ. I'm pretty sure, really like cool. All of it, is or he like at the least president? Like on the team. I don't know, like the positions, but he's like he was
conductor.
He was the host of the show as well as,
Okay.
Like the section lead, I guess. I don't
Fair
know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, shout out to Simon.
Yeah,
Simon, British name. All right, next up.
Yeah, what do we have next? We have Fearless by Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Give us a little story.
Like, no. it's just like a song that I would listen to like get my head in the right place and like, you know, the name Fearless, like sort of courageous, confident, like sort of just trying to boost. Yeah. You know, I'm on, what's that website? Just thesaurus.com. Never heard of it. Just a good song. I don't know. It's really interesting. I have some samples, like recorded some crowd somewhere. It sounds like it's at like a football game or something.
Nice.
I don't really know the origins of it, but it's just very simple, very melodic, but also just
nice.
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of these, I don't have like why it's the best song ever. Just that like, it works.
Yeah. Like as someone who had you know from just looking at me that I had a big Pink Floyd era in high school.
Surely.
and I don't call me that. Yeah, this was just like probably the most presentable Pink Floyd song and also one of my favorites that I still go back to. Because other ones I feel like I have to listen to like a whole album if I'm going to listen to it.
This one you can, this functions one is, on its own.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's hear it. Fearless.
That's it. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there. I just wanna be by you out. Hard as that can be, it's never too hard. This heart loves to see by its own light. Love inside of me, it's working at night. Seconds before I see in the dark. This time that I assume coming to seconds to this time that I'm such fun to be with. It's a big old world, but nothing in it. I can't wait to see you another minute. It's a wide combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a wild, it's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. Before we got there, that's morning time.
Sorry, that was kind of abrupt.
No, it's okay. I loved that song. I'd never heard that.
Yeah, it's awesome,
right?
That might
be the best song
ever.
Well,
you know what that is? That's Us. / Wild Combination by Arthur Russell. Such a good song. We've played Arthur Russell a number of times on the show before.
Yeah, but never like that.
Yeah.
We've never played him like that.
Never played him like that. What a singular artist.
Yeah.
He really knew how to, like, manipulate sound. He was a cellist.
Yeah, I need to listen to more of his stuff. I also
really
need to walk
cool.
that documentary.
Documentary.
Yeah.
All right, PSA time. We're going off book to say that this is just a shout-out.
Shout-out.
Shout-out to Ultra, the United Labor of Tufts Resident Assistants.
Tufts RAs.
Tufts RAs are unionizing.
Unionizing.
Yeah, Tufts RAs are unionizing.
Let's talk about it. We're here to plug the Voluntary Recognition Community Support Petition.
Yes, we are.
You can find this if you navigate on over to TuftsRAUnion.com/petition.
Super easy link.
Pretty website. It looks like a Tufts website.
Such a really good website. Work. Great logo.
Yeah.
Basically, Tufts... Oops, I hit the mic. Tufts RAs are unionizing. They're looking to be recognized by the administration. So all signatures of this petition help get the word out. They're looking for wages, benefits. The only thing that they get is room credit.
Yeah.
And, like, they're worked very hard.
Yeah.
And do a lot for the university and are not recognized.
Also, show some love to your RAs.
Yeah. For those listening,
yeah. For those in dorms,
tell your RA that you love them.
Yeah, if they have a little whiteboard on their door, write a little message.
Yeah,
slip them a note from your secret
admirer. We need
admirer.
RAs, and they need our support.
Yes.
So go to www.tuftsraunion.com/petition and sign your name.
Yeah, just your name, just your email, just your phone.
Support. Tough student workers. That's
support
our PSA.
Support your peers.
Yeah. Because you know what? That's us out
that's,
there.
That's us, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
This message was brought to you by the Tufts community around the radio station.
Yes.
A little sneaky around
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is a segment we like to call Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonders, actually. Which I think, isn't that like an album that he has?
Is it? That's awesome if it's true.
But also it's two of them. So it's two,
right,
two
so
Stevie
Wonder
songs.
How could we make a best songs ever playlist without putting two Stevie Wonder songs on it?
Yeah. The best artist ever.
I wondered and I decided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Stevie Wonder's greatest hits. No, I think there is also Stevie Wonder's.
Okay. Yeah. Talk about your...
Yeah.
Your wondrous pick.
So, my pick is a song I've played probably 5 times on the radio
yeah,
before.
Yeah, a number of these I've also played before.
Yeah. This is Happier Than the Morning Sun off of Music of My Mind.
Cool.
One of my favorite albums of his, and just one of my favorite albums.
Nice.
I found this song when I explored this album after my choir back home did a rendition of Keep On Running, which if you've ever heard it, really not a choral arrangement.
I've not heard it, but I will.
It's sort of just like a 6-minute vamp.
Nice.
Yeah. No.
Did you guys do that?
Yeah, we did it at the LA Marathon.
Is that? Oh, and you also performed Under Pressure if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but not at the LA Marathon.
What, was that a different foot race that you performed that?
No.
Oh.
It's just, no, I think it was...
You've shown me a video of that.
Oh, maybe then it was. Maybe it was also that. Okay. Those two separate years.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music.
Flea made it.
Flea made it with his fiscal contributions.
Nice.
Happier Than the Morning Sun.
We'll leave it at that. Sign the RA petition.
If I should ever bring you inside my life, I'm happier than the morning sun, and that's the way you say that it would be. If I should ever bring you inside my life, all my life I was alone, didn't think I'd find my part. Now I see there's joy inside your heart. Every day I search for the star that never was in the sky. And now I see this star. Happier than the morning sun, and that's the way you said that it would be. If I gave you a chance to come inside my life, I am happier than the morning sun, and that's the way it will always be. Ever since the day you came inside my life. Dum, 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 I love you.
Yeah.
told me if I should ever bring you inside of her body. I believe that everyone should be happier than the morning sun.
Funny, sorry.
There's this thing I almost put too high by Stevie Wonder. We could have gone any direction.
We should just do a Stevie Wonder episode.
Yeah,
considered.
Like it's sort of every episode.
It is.
Yeah,
that's true. It's like Belle and Sebastian. No Belle and Sebastian. No Elliot Smith.
That should be a we should do a challenge.
Yeah, we did it, but no Stevie Wonder. Impossible.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that just the best song ever?
Yeah, it is.
18 years old.
Do we even need to say it?
No. Should we just move on?
Yeah.
All right. I got a question for you, Eli.
Well, we do have to say the next song.
And I was about to.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Eli.
Yeah.
Who loves the sun?
Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Not everyone.
makes flowers. Who cares that it makes showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong. Is in the best-selling show. Is
Cut for time. Sorry, David.
We have so many best songs that we want to play.
Yeah.
Should we just get right into the next one?
Let's get right into it.
Well,
it's
going
to be Lonely.
It's going to be Lonely.
By Prince.
Thank you.
a song.
What a song. He can write a vocal arrangement, can't he?
Sure can. Prince, everyone.
That was Prince. The artist formerly known as Prince.
Prince. True. Right.
What has this been, if not Tulip Mania? And you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford
Tufts
Freeform Radio. All right, we've got time for about one more song.
Just about. And it's a good one, folks.
It's a local file on your laptop, as I understand it. Or just, I don't know, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
And from that, you may have deduced that it is by the one and only Joni Mitchell,
yeah,
who, in the political spirit, removed her songs from Spotify. The pro-vax political spirit, which we're not going to discuss on air.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joni Mitchell's the best songwriter of all time.
Yeah.
So.
It's only fitting.
It's only fitting. It's been a lovely show. These have been the best songs ever.
We might have to do a second installment because we
and this is already your second installment. So
it's true.
Yeah. Next week, Eli won't be here.
Yeah.
Boo. But that's okay. Maybe I'll find a friend.
Maybe I'll call in and make you panic and pick up the
God,
phone.
Please don't. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.
Joni Mitchell.
Before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. With your face sketched on it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. And then I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touch mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me. She knew your devils and your deeds, and she said,